This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Questions for any of these guys? Turkey hunting, it's going to be tough on you Mississippi turkey hunters, too. The season's open. It'll be opening soon in Alabama and Louisiana. We got the youth season opening up in Louisiana on the 29th. And then for all us old guys, we can hunt 1 week later. But I will be out tomorrow after it clears up, setting up some turkey blinds and doing a little... This morning, though, I'm sitting safely high and dry inside of Marsh and Bayou's Florida Street in Mandeville location with Chris and Ben Tiblier, the brothers, the owners here. They're also the purveyors of Marsh and Bayou magazine. You may or may not have seen that. Let's talk about the magazine, guys. How long has it been now you guys have been in print?
It's pretty crazy to think we just hit 25 years.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Ben doesn't look 25 years old.
No, I was...
So if you look behind, he was just a kid.
That's the first issue right there. Look at me. Well, that's me.
Yeah. That's December of 1999. He was 20 years old.
I was.
Wow, young guy. Wasn't much gray on any of y'all back then, huh?
No.
No, these are highlights.
Well, I'll tell you, the magazine has been a real success. And I got to tell you, when I picked up this month's issue, it really stunned me. You guys are bucking the trend. You know, magazines have gone away. I was a writer, photographer for Louisiana Conservation, as Fish and Game, many, many magazines, Louisiana Sportsman. And they're still around, but fortunately. But you guys have actually expanded your operation and brightened up the magazine where others are shrinking and folding, and a lot of them you can't even find them anymore. Everything's gone to digital. And I know a lot of people like me really enjoy picking up a good hard copy of a magazine and sitting down and read it in various places, by the way.
Yeah.
But tell us about the background on Marsh and Bayou magazine.
So the magazine itself actually started as on the wall, Sportsman of Slidell. We did that for about a year, and then decided, you know, people on this side of the parish wanted it, so we started Sportsman St. Tammany, did that for about a year, and then it was like, all right, we got to change the name. Always been a fan of Field and Stream, Marsh and Bayou. Just doesn't take a genius to figure that one out. So went to that format, and, you know, we've been doing it, I mean, total, from Sportsman Slidell, 25 years, just in December. So, yeah, it's been quite a journey, you know, ups and downs, obviously, like everybody else, you know. We have missed a few months between Katrina and BP and other things, but overall, I mean, we haven't really skipped a beat. And then this new format, we just decided to kind of move away from newsprint. That's what, you know, the inside pages were called. Went to a nice, slick,
glossy look.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, you know, when we lay it out on a computer for 25 years, this is what it looks like. Then when you get the product and it goes on newsprint, it changes. So, you know, that paper really absorbs the ink and it changes it. Whereas on the slick paper, it shines. And it's just, we're pretty excited about it. The advertisers are excited. The readers are excited. So we're looking forward to just moving forward in this format.
The photos are stunning, especially that guy that's on the cover month. Who is that guy, Ben? You reckon?
I do. That is the publisher, Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
First time in 25 years he's never done it. And he was like, you know what? Actually, I think his daughter Millie said, I think it's time for you to be on there. And pretty much Millie says it's going to happen.
You know, it's all about the shot to us. And the fish is always the star. You know, the person holding it, that's the secondary. The fish has got to look right. You know, a lot goes into the cover. It's got to, you know, if you have 50 shots, one of those shots are going to kind of stand out. And, you know, it could have been Brad holding it, but I don't know. I was holding it that day, and Millie was on my ear, like, let's do this. So I was like, all right, let's do it. So
what's the editorial content? What's the philosophy on what's in it for the readers?
You know, it's funny. When we started, it was more about the meat and potatoes. They wanted, you know, it was all technical. All that, and not so much like are they fishing stories. It's kind of like reverse because all that technical stuff is online now. I mean, you can't turn on Facebook or Instagram without learning a new fishing knot or something. Where now it's like, well, you can't just get stories everywhere. So it's like most of our base are they fishing. We do have technical stuff, you know, like our charter captains do fishing forecasts and stuff like that. But, you know, it's primarily fishing. We do touch on some hunting stuff. We do have on the Beyond the Bayou segment, which, you know, pretty much all the writers kind of write about. You know, if they do a little travel story, people love that. Again, it's like our day fishing or our stories is pretty much the base of the content now. And then, you know, the local part with, like, the picture pages and things like that. Yeah, you know, it's all about the community, people reading it. You know, I like to focus on not just charter captains, but just, you know, our readers, you know.
Sure.
We love when people send in pictures. They're going in there, you know.
Now, who are some of your writers?
So, you know, we have a bunch of good ones. Our consistent ones are definitely going to be Miss Colleen Orfanello.
Well, what a great story she's got this month.
I was happy
she did on Tigers in the Wild. She did a great job on that story. And that's the kind of thing you're talking about. Feature stories that are beyond fishing and hunting, where we take the LSU athletes out, and she did a great story portraying what that's all about. And those are some of the stories that you'll be able to find.
Right.
But you've also got some guides who surprisingly can write.
That's right.
Some can't read, but you got some that write.
That's right. That's right. And we have, you know, a list of guys that, they come in and out. You can't expect everybody, you know, to write every month. Ray Hunts definitely writes every month. That guy, he's not missing a beat. Chaz Champagne writes every month. We have some new guys. We have a fishing guide, Captain Jacob. He's based at a golf board. He'll be here today. He's actually going to come in and do some fly tying demos and just talk and fly fishing in general. So, you know, it's good to kind of have a variety and kind of touch on everything in the fishing world.
One of the best parts about this quality magazine is the price. How are you distributed?
it's a free publication. That's it. It's the advertisers. You know, Don, you know it.
There's nothing
it's
in this world free except that magazine and the radio show. If you got a radio, it doesn't cost you anything. You don't need to subscribe. You don't need cable or anything.
Nope.
That's great. And where can they be picked up?
So we pretty much, we circulate from Cocodrie to Biloxi, coastally. I mean, we have a pretty wide range. Now, on the North Shore and South Shore, we treat it like a general publication. We're going to be in restaurants, hardware store, anywhere that wants it, we'll leave it. Once you get outside of that area, and St. Bernard and Plaquemines, too, once you get outside that area, then we'll just be basically in tackle shops, marinas, you know, boat dealers and places.
At one time, you had subscriptions available. You still do subscriptions?
We got away from that, but we're bringing it back. And we're also bringing back the online presence with the people can read it online. That's going back on there. And, we're making some big changes to the website. So, like, in the next few weeks, you'll...
Tell you, what you may not realize is people who are away from here, and, of course, the Internet has changed all that, but back in my Army days when I was stationed overseas, I look forward to my monthly magazines that came in. And people who are not, are from here but no longer come here and still want to keep up, that's a great way to do
it. We have a lot of people that come in the shop, and they'll come and grab, 10 or 12 copies, and that's what they're doing.
They're mailing it out,
which is great.
Very good. Gentlemen, we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk about some of the trends and some of the tackle, and also we're going to talk to Captain Brad, Spectat Charters, and if you got any questions, just ask. So print subscriptions to Martian Bayou Magazine available. Tell them, let's answer them now. How do they do it?
Probably about 2 more weeks.
Give them two more weeks, and he'll get back to you.
It'll be on the website, and we're going to get back to figuring that part out.
Very good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.